G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Minister Wellington Dias from Social Development and Assistance, Family and Combating Hunger opened the meeting of the G20 Social in Teresina in the state of Piauí, underscoring the G20 commitment to listen to the contributions of civil society on matters pertaining hunger and poverty eradication. According to the minister, listening to social leaders and workers from projects such as the Solidarity Kitchen is key. Wellington Dias stated that everyday experiences are a useful source of learning. These experiences will be included in a report containing proposals that can be adapted and utilized by the G20 countries. The report will be produced in Teresina and served as a seminal document for the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty. The minister says, "It is not reasonable that the planet, with its capacity to generate food for every person in the world, may not be capable of ensuring access to food for all people across the globe. In 2022, we found that 735 million people were starving in the world. Listening to you makes me believe in the steps we are taking to lift people from the map of hunger and reduce poverty. As President Lula says, the dream we share is to reduce extreme poverty and poverty, but we must ensure that each person in this country can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day." Minister Márcio Macedo from the Presidency of the Republic's General Secretariat highlighted that this is the first time the G20 included civil society in the discussions about the policy showcased at the Forum of the World's Largest Economies. He stressed that the initiative to increase social participation at the G20 came from President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and listed the Brazilian priorities for the forum. He says, "The significance of this meeting is that the president has established three major themes for the gathering of the world's 20 largest economies: eradicating inequality and hunger, sustainability, and global governance. So now, once again, President Lula places hunger eradication, his unbreakable commitment since the beginning of his political existence, as a priority for the debate." The G20 social program precedes the third meeting of the task force for the construction of the G20 Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, which will also take place in the capital of Piauí from May 22 to 24. This is Pedro Sardinha, reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.